You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Wednesday, December 6th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Jake Solberg from Crookston Parks and Rec. Jake, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
Doing well, and it's been, you know, about a month since we've last spoken with each other. So how have things been lately?
Oh, they're picking up. They're busy. we're hitting the peak, or not the peak, but we're hitting the start of our busy season now again with all three sheets of the rink at the CSC are all going. You know, all of our figure skating and our hockey out there has been winding up, and we're all running on full cylinders. So it's going. It's a good time, and it's busy. So,
yeah, it has been very busy. You talked a little bit about the CSC. So what all has been going on over there? Obviously, a lot of hockey.
Yeah, you know, UMC kind of finished up their home game stretch now with their games. So they're pretty much on the road now from December till they come back the end of January. But our high school has started. Our boys played last week against Red Lake Falls at home for their home opener, beat them. And then last night, those who don't know, our girls beat Warroad 2-0. So, you know, those are just a couple events that have happened. We've had numerous youth hockey games going on and figure skating during the week. So it's been quite busy. You know, the concession stands have been busy, and I think drafts, you know, across the street with food and beverages have been also busy. So we've had a lot going on, you know, early in the season. So
yeah, very
good time.
Very exciting time over at the CSC, of course, last night with the very thrilling Pirates hockey game. But just all the you know, hockey, the figure skating, free skate, everything that you could possibly think of going on at the CSC. Also a new vending machine too.
Yeah, it's you know, that I got that vending machine now probably about a month, maybe 5 weeks now. It's called V4 Hockey. It's everything that you need for, you know, they have some figure skating things in there as well, as far as a lot of hockey stuff, tape, helmet repair kits. We're selling sticks. So, you know, it's just a nice little advantage or opportunity for people, you know, maybe a skate lace breaks in the locker room or a stick breaks during a game. You know, we have those amenities there at the arena now, so.
Yeah, really, really great new addition to the CSC that people can swing by and check that out. Where in the CSC is that?
It's located up just on the northeast side of the building, right in between, right when you go upstairs and you can head left to the concessions or head straight into the Blue Arena lobby. It's just right there. It's really by our other vending machines on that side of the building. So it is. And it's being used. You know, I've already had to restock it one time. So, you know, I feel pretty comfortable with that. And now that we got more events coming and things going on at our rink, I think it's going to be a good tribute or attribute to our facility. So,
and the figure skating programs, those have been going well as well?
It has, yes. They're busy. They're pretty busy Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. And then Wednesdays they have some things going on. But really, our Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays with figure skating, and then Monday and Tuesday you had hockey on top of that. Our facility is run, it's pretty busy around there from roughly, you know, that 3:30 when the high school gets there till 9-10 o'clock at night. Everything in between. So,
and I know that I've seen the parking lot. It feels like all the time it's full at all hours throughout the day.
It does. And you know, that's a good thing. That's what that's what it was built for, and I'm proud to be a part of it. So we do have some upcoming events I just wanted to briefly talk about here. Tomorrow, Thursday, our boys high school faces International Falls. We'll start with the JV game at 4 o'clock, followed by the high school game, the varsity game at roughly that 6 o'clock mark. Friday, we do have our 12UB girls hockey tournament starting. First game's at 3 o'clock, and then we just go 3, 5, and 7 on Friday night. We have a peewee game Friday night. We have a 10U girls game, and then also the varsity boys play St. Paul Johnson for a 6 o'clock puck drop. Saturday, we just continue into our tourney. For the 12U, and it starts at 9 a.m. and it goes all day. And then there's a few practices there. Sunday, it's a championship Sunday for the 12U girls tournament, 9:30 start, followed by a UMC event that goes from 5 to 7, and then our figure skating starting at 8 in the morning till 12 for an open figure, and then a 2:45 start for all the classes they offer. And then we are starting our men's hockey league this Sunday night. So busy times at the rink here, and I'm just glad that, you know, it's going smoothly so far. So
yeah, that's always a good sign. And you briefly talked about the open skate. How often do you have those?
I try to have them every weekend. It's tough during the week because we do have a lot of things going on. But I try to open that up a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If I have one sheet available, I typically put an open skating on that sheet of ice. So
what's the cost?
Nothing. We put open skate for, you know, roughly 2-3 hours, and it's, you have to bring your own skates because we don't have a skate rental. But you can always go to our crookston.mn.us, search Park and Rec, and then our CSC schedule is on that on our webpage. So.
All right, so a couple of things there, and all the programs, have they been entirely filled up?
Yeah, we're sitting pretty good right now with programming. You know, all our winter activities have started, so we're just moving forward with what we have. Obviously, if you want to register still, you can always contact us at the Park and Rec office, and we'll be happy to help. So.
And then there's going to be another event coming up starting in January.
Yeah, January 17th through February 7th, Wednesday nights, 6 to 7:30 at the Crookston Sports Center, we will have a free curling league. This is put on by the UMC team backers. And they started it again. I think it was last year was the first year they did it again. And I think it went pretty smoothly. You know, I was there on the Wednesday nights with coaching and doing the things that I got to do, and it seemed like every Wednesday when they started it was a pretty good turnout. So I will hang up some signs in the arena in the facility for people. There is all the information that you need on the sign there for people to if they have questions, they can contact the person. So yeah.
And that's going to be Wednesday starting on January 17th at 6 o'clock as curling is going to be starting up. And how's the turnout been for that typically?
You know, I don't really have an answer for that one. When I was there last year a few times, you know, they always had enough people to, have participate and learn. You know, I think they did a lot of learning last year teaching, and then they would play. So. You know, there was roughly that 10 to 15 people a time that when I was there and that I saw. So, again, this is put on by the team backers at UMC. So, if you want to try something new, or if you have done it before, it's Wednesday night starting in January. So,
yeah, it's an interesting sport. It's a very unique sport, but once you learn it, it's a very fun sport.
It is, and it's kind of addicting. You know, it's just a once a week kind of thing, and it is fun once you learn it, and the people that go, you know, they enjoy it too, and it's just kind of a fun social aspect as well. So yeah,
just another great event going on at the CSC, and of course, you know, there's a lot more to Crookston Parks and Rec other than what's going on the ice. A couple of stuff going on off the ice as well.
Yeah, you know, we put up what our new December pool hours. So again, I won't go through every single thing here, but we do have our Park and Rec webpage and our Facebook page that a lot of people can get information on. We are open Monday through Saturday, and we do Monday through Friday. We open at 6 a.m., and we have our lap swim, aqua, exercises from 6 to 10 o'clock in the morning. We offer private lessons from 10 to 2, and then followed by homeschool swim, 2 to 4. And then we open back up again from 6 to 7 with some swim lessons. And then 7 to 9 is what the hours that we have our open swim right now. So we do have a new program that we tried offering this year. It's going to start December 16th. It's mom and tot lessons, so it's like a mommy me class for swimming from 9 to 10 on Saturday mornings, and then we'll go followed by an open swim from 10 to 2. So trying some new things at the pool. Michaela is doing a fantastic job right now, so we are slowly trying to offer more things and trying to get a feel of what people like and things like that. So we are open for suggestions too. So if there's any time that you want to suggest something, you can, you know, leave a comment on our Facebook page, or you can call us at our Park and Rec office, and we're open for that. So
What is the phone number that people can call?
You know, it's the 218-281-1242 is our office at the right at City Hall. So,
and the hours of operation?
We are open 8 to 4:30.
All right. So anytime that people can give you guys a call. We were also chatting a little bit beforehand. People might not be aware that there are private rental options too.
Yeah, so the CSC, we do offer some private rentals. We do one-hour sessions, and then we offer the community room that we can that people can rent out for meetings or birthdays. And then once we put the turf in March, we also offer rentals for the turf out at the CSC. So there are a little bit more detailed information on that. So, but we have it on our website. And like, again, we're always open for a phone call or questions and things like that. So,
yeah. So if you're looking maybe to schedule a party or something of that nature, you can always, give you guys a call, check out the website, and find out all the information there. There's also going to be an alumni hockey game coming up soon, too.
Yes, so December 23rd is going to be an alumni weekend or alumni day. We have it on our schedule right now, on our CSC schedule. So it's usually a big event. A lot of people come back. You know, it's that Christmas time, so they're coming back to see family, and they have a good time. It's a fun time. It's good social aspect and things like that for our community and members. So,
and again, that's going to be December 23rd. Yep. So that's going to be the alumni hockey game. And once more, the pool notes, because that's going to, you know, a couple of new things there. Let's just go over that really quick once more.
Yep. So then, you know, it's our normal morning routine with our lap swim and aqua exercise. We do offer private lessons, and then we have a homeschool swim as well. And then starting in December 16th, it'd be our moms and tots lessons from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturdays. So more information, like I said, is provided on our website, our Park and Rec website, along with our Facebook page. So
And the CSC, everything's been going well over there. All kinds of events going on, especially this weekend. It'll be busy.
Yeah, this weekend will be busy. And next weekend, we have two back-to-back tournaments. So this weekend is our 12 UB tournament. And then next weekend is going to be our Bantam B tournament. So all that information is updated and on our website. So,
and the website is?
Crookston.mn.us, and then you search Park and Rec, and they'll pop up. It'll have all our amenities and things that we offer and information, things like that. So,
and the calendar and the fun finder for all kinds of information. And, of course, curling is going to be starting up soon. So if people want to find out more information about that, because that's going to be starting up here in January. Pretty soon. So, and before you know it, curling is going to be starting up. You know, we're going to head into the new year, so another opportunity to just recap curling once more.
Yep. So curling league, it's free, and it'll start January 17th, and it'll go till February 7th. It'll be on Wednesday nights from 6 to 7:30 at the Crookston Sports Center. It'll be in the blue rink. And then the contact is an email. It's UMC outreach at crk.umn.edu. I will post these flyers in our facility along with, on our Facebook page for people to look at and see. So the UMC Team Backers is providing this league for the community. So if you're interested, come on out in January.
Yeah, that should be another excellent event put on by Crookston Parks and Rec. I know we covered a lot of ground. Jake, are we missing anything?
Not to my knowledge.
All right, good. So, again, another busy couple weekends going on at the CSC. We've got curling coming up in January. The adult leagues are going on. The pool, the new schedule is going to be out there. A couple of new events going on at the pool, so check out that. And, Jake, we thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program.
Yes, so thank you for having me. You have a great day.
Thank you, you as well. So that was Jake Solberg from Crookston Parks and Rec. And now we are going to have another guest here as we have Bo from the Grand Theater on. And Bo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. This is Bo Brorby from the Grand Theater, and you have an event to talk about.
Yes, we got our annual Santa in a Movie this Saturday, where we have our free we show a free Christmas movie. Santa's gonna be there. You can get your free picture with Santa, and he'll be there for the whole event. And then we do a big prize drawing afterwards, where we went and bought a bunch of toys, and Santa's gonna help us give away all the toys after the movie.
That sounds like another great event over at the Grand Theater, and you mentioned that there's going to be some prize drawings going on as well, and of course, Santa's going to be there to dish out some toys, and what time on Saturday?
So, it starts at 11 a.m. We'll start the movie around, and we recommend, you know, show up a bit early, because usually there's people at the door before we even show up, so it's usually a pretty good crowd that shows up. And, you know, if you've got a bunch of people with you, you know, if y'all want to sit together, show up a little early, and each of your kids will get a little ticket, and that's how we'll do the prize drawing. And, we're going to show a really fun Christmas movie that I think everyone will really enjoy. And, apparently it's been going on for, like, 80 years. Like, the town has had a free Christmas movie for a very long time. I don't know the exact date they started doing it, but you can talk to almost anyone in town and they remember going to Santa in a Movie at the Grand Theater.
So this is another one of those Crookston community staples where a lot of people are always looking forward to this event. Again, it's the free Christmas movie taking place on Saturday, December 9th. And is this another one where you're going to keep that movie secret?
Yeah, we kind of keep it under wraps just to kind of, you know, keep it a little secret. It keeps people coming, and it works out pretty good for us. And we always make sure we pick a good, fun movie. This one's, here's a hint, I guess it's less than 6 years old, if anyone wants a hint on the Christmas movie, but it's a really fun movie. And, you know, we try not to show the same movie for many years, so we haven't showed this movie, I don't think, ever, so for our free Christmas movie.
So a contemporary Christmas movie for people to look forward to on Saturday. What else is going on at the Grand Theater?
So other than our free Christmas movie, we've recently had the community being pretty active doing some events. One thing that you can always do, especially during the holidays, is a huge hit is private rentals at the Grand Theater. We've got a handful booked, but we still have plenty of open dates for December, especially the week of school off for Christmas. We don't open till 4 for normal shows, so if people want something to do with the kids, get them out of the house, you can book a private rental. You have a lot more options since kids aren't in school. So you can watch any movie you want, DVD, you can stream, you can play video games. And it's a really fun time to gather with your own group and just hang out for a few hours.
So a really, really good option there for winter break. And how can people find out more information?
Best way is if you just send us a message on our Facebook page, The Grand Theater on Facebook. We're super responsive on there. We'll respond probably within 10 minutes right when we notice we got a message. Or if you want, you can call our phone number, 218-281-1820, and you can leave a message on there if you prefer to do that, or you can just come on in and chat with us too, and we can try and let you know the open dates and time slots that work for you, and we can get your private rental booked. And yeah, you can all do all sorts of different things. If you got your own special idea, you know, like we've done, people have live streamed their own events and with their own groups and stuff. So, yeah, you can reach out to us and we can maybe make a special event for you happen.
All kinds of ways to spice up your holiday season, but a great way to get the holiday season started is the event coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, the event on Saturday is going to be awesome. And also our current movies starting Friday, we're holding over the new Hunger Games movie, which I highly recommend everyone come out and see. It's probably one of the best ones they've made. And then we're getting the new Joaquin Phoenix Napoleon movie, which is I'm pretty excited to see that on the big screen inside one.
So a couple of really great movies. I've heard really good reviews about the Hunger Games movie and looking forward to hear the reviews about the new movie that's going to be out there on Friday. And, of course, on Saturday, December 9th at 11, I believe, right?
Yep, it's at 11 a.m., our free Christmas movie. I just want to invite everyone, if you aren't busy, it's a really fun event, and you can get your free picture with Santa. You don't got to wait in a big, massive line at the mall. It's a memory kids really enjoy, and usually once you come once, you want to come back every year. And, and then another thing I want to just put out is we got a lot of good movies coming up this month of December. And I know people are busy with sports, but I really want to invite the community to just come out for movies. You know, we try to bring in all the new movies, and we love to be open, like just for as many shows as we can. We got like the new Willy Wonka movie coming out, which looks really awesome. I think that's gonna be a huge hit for families. And then we've got Aquaman 2 for Christmas break, and then the company behind Minions has a new cartoon called Migration coming out for Christmas too. So we got a lot of good movies along with our free Christmas movie for December. So hopefully we'll see lots of people in.
So a lot of things happening over at the Grand Theater. Some new movies, the free Christmas movie coming up Saturday, December 9th at 11. Take a picture with Santa. There's going to be some prize drawings, and of course that free Christmas movie as well. You got to show up to see what that movie will be. And again, a couple of great movies out at the Grand Theater. And your hours of normal operation are?
So Monday through Thursday, we have 4 and 7 o'clock shows. And then Fridays and Saturdays, we have 1, 4, 7s, and 9s usually. And then Sundays, we usually do 1, 4, and 7 shows. If you want the exact time, you can go to our website, morefamilytheaters.com, and then you can see all the exact show times on there as well. And I've been really good at trying to, once we book our movie, for the next week, I've been trying to update our website showtimes right away because a lot of people seem to like to see that from a week out or so. So, yeah, we hope to see you all come in this weekend, and we hope you all have a great holidays. And thanks for letting us come on and chat a little bit.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming on, Bo. Hope you and the staff over at the Grand Theater have a happy holiday season. Hope the event on Saturday goes well, and I look forward to chatting with you again down the road.
Thank you very much. Same as well. You have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. So that was Bo Brorby from the Grand Theater talking about the free Christmas movie that'll take place this Saturday, December 9th at 11 a.m. Santa will be there. There will be some prize drawings as well. And as Bo mentioned a few moments ago, make sure that you get there early because he said that there will be a line there and all kinds of normal movie showings going on over at the Grand Theater. So that was our Valley Talk program for today. We had Jake Solberg and Bo Brorby on. Thank them very much for coming on today's Valley Talk program.